Sun News Time is 7:39, Triple Team Traffic, and three times more eyes on the road with you, Andy.
Amanda, northbound I-15 looking very ugly right now for those of you coming into the Salt Lake. That's the second day in a row where we've had a really rough drive between Point of the Mountain and Sandy without any crashes to make things worse. Right now, your KSL travel time into Salt Lake City from the point is already up in the 30-minute range, a little over 30 minutes, with most of that extra time coming prior to 90th South. Those of you on Bangor Highway, it's rough again between West Jordan and Taylorsville. And then it's a little bit better now from 35th to 21st South than it was a few minutes ago. Eric Butler.
Down in Utah County, we've got good movement from Spanish Fork and Springville all the way up to Lehigh, end point of the Mountain Redwood Road. Just a little bit busy northbound at 2100 North right now. Heather?
We've got fairly good speeds throughout Weber and Davis counties, just a little bit under the speed limit from Hillfield Road in Layton to the Kaysville Ponds. And then there's this small section where traffic is nearly coming to a halt as you approach the I-215 North interchange down to 600 North, sort of off and on. You'll be really slow, and then you come to a stop, and then you start to speed up again. So it's going to take you a little bit of time to get into downtown Salt Lake. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals' 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.